The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints, and we would be tempted to think of only the saints that have gone in heaven who are in the glorious presence of God, and forget the saints that are still here on earth. Then both sides share something that I found to be common, which is a life journey riddled with a sense of loss. Think of this life as, and this life we're living now, and the afterlife as one continuous eternal life that begins here right now at the time a person gives his or her life to Jesus Christ. I want Jesus Christ to control my life. This is the day I want to commit my life to Jesus. Think of that day and the rest of an afterlife as one full continuous life. Remember, Jesus said, "Everyone who believes will have eternal life in me." So throughout our lives, we will experience some loss and some gains, some bad times, some good times. For example, when we are born, the very first sense of loss we experience is to leave the warmth and safety of our mother's womb. So in life, we would come to experience a whole variety of loss. It could be a loss of dignity. It could be a loss of friendship. It could be a loss of a loved one. It could be a loss of a home. It could be a loss of joy, peace, a hope, or a dream, to name a few. And now you may ask me, but for the Christian, how does the celebration of All Saints today relate to our sense of loss? And today's scripture will provide clues that shows how the saints, whether here on earth or those who are departed, have continued to share this hope of a joyful journey towards the glorious presence of God, despite the shared sense of loss. I have always wondered if the saints who are in the presence of God still feel a sense of loss and separation from us. But that's a topic for another day. But God decided to open the eyes of the Apostle John to see a heavenly picture. It was a great multitude of people that no one could count. Many, many people, countless. Should we say billion, maybe? It was a lot of people. And they were from every nation, every tribe, people and language. And they were before the Lamb of God. And they were robed in white and praising God. And John kind of like, "So what is this?" And then the elder explained to John that these people have come out of a great ordeal. They have suffered a great deal, and they have gone to God. They washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, and therefore they will hunger no more and thirst no more. And I always get goosebumps when I hear these stories, because those who truly love God, this sense of loss here on earth is not in vain, because the saints will be consoled by God. But we here, however, might be still struggling with our own ordeals, great and small, thinking, oh Lord, is this pain and loss it, oh God? Is this what we're going to see? And period, that's it. Or what are we going to see after this? Have you ever wondered that? This pain that I'm experiencing in my life today, is it that we're going to see only, or there will be more? We live difficult realities of extremely complicated illness with no cure. Mention a few: COVID-19, cancer, HIV/AIDS, and many harsh realities of our grief, sorrow and pain, loss, disappointment, betrayal, dashed hopes. And sadly, many of us still feel stuck in helplessness with no hope for healing. Oh God, what about this? Oh God, what about this? Have you been there? I have. But there is here Christ's promise. He says, I will wipe away every tear of yours. And Jesus packages this promise with a Sermon of the Mount, and curiously using our life journey, our lack of peace and our sense of loss. He told us that when you are stuck in those moments, when you are stuck in those moments in your own ordeal, may you know that you are blessed. Those of you who mourn, and those of you who are poor in the spirit, those of you who are meek and hungry for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, the persecuted, all of whom generally who find a tough time in this life that we are living here because of this vision of God. And Jesus promised them a reward and a place in the kingdom of God. And we see this in this vision that John got. So all these saints in heaven who have gone ahead of us have had their ordeal in this life, just like you and me. They have had their own ordeals. So their life on earth was not like a walk in the park. They had a serious hard time. Many of them were murdered because they had decided to live a life of purity and godliness, and they followed God's ways till their last breath. Just this Thursday, Vincent was a sacristan in the Basilica of Notre Dame of Nice in France. So he and two other women were murdered in that cathedral while they were just in the church like us here today praying. Such a loss. And you think of it, That's the persecuted. And those are the ones Jesus is saying here, you are blessed. There is your kingdom. There is for you. You were gone to give your life to your God. And you asked God to cleanse you. You have gone to God and you have asked, forgive me my sins, oh God. I want to be yours. And there is your kingdom of God is open for you. The rewards that are there for you. So whatever loss you were struggling with, God sees you. God understands you. God honors you and blesses you. Just because you are struggling, it does not mean that you are faithless. Remember, every saint who have went before us have had their struggle, but they kept their course. Amen.